7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and oh God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Islam as a religion has a particular foundation, has principles, and it is those principles that make Islam such a beautiful, such a pristine, such an inviting religion. It is religion, as we all know, is the fastest growing religion. Unfortunately, because of the efforts of the enemies, the speed of growth has slowed down, but it does not mean that it's still not growing. There are people all across the world who somehow, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are becoming aware of this pristine and pure message and coming into the fold of Islam. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is a book that tries to clarify and to make clear what Islam actually is and the primary sources of Islamic thought. What do they say? That the Holy Quran and Ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the infallible and immaculate Imams from his progeny, what do they say? Not what other people have said about Islam. What does Islam say about particular issues? You know, what is the core and the fundamentals and the principles that Islam aims to show to a particular individual and towards its followers? So inshallah, this is the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is on this particular topic. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is titled The Core of Islam. So this work, The Core of Islam, again, was recorded and edited by Brother Ammar Hegedus. My apologies if I pronounce it incorrectly. So he mentions in the editor's note that this singular introduction to Islam in the English language presents in one easily accessible volume a coherent overview of the structures and practices of the faith of Islam. Informed by a profound level of Islamic scholarship, it answers many commonly asked questions of this much maligned faith. It is the fruit of incessant questions, why, that the almost unbelievably patient, kind, generous, and knowledgeable Ayatollah Milani was prepared to give of his time to answer. So we can see this was based on a session of questions and answers to the Sayyid, which were then recorded, edited, and put in a book form. A quest to acquire knowledge of the faith, like any journey of discovery, is fraught with sometimes seemingly unsurpassable difficulty. Those who have not studied Islam and Islamic history in some depth find many mundane and profound issues difficult to access. For example, what was the cultural context in which Islam developed? What are the faith's core beliefs? What is sacred to Muslims? What social behavior does Islam teach? What is the position of women in Islam? What are its main groupings? And most importantly, how can one best worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah willing, this according to the editor, later volumes will provide greater detail on both scholarly and spiritual aspects of the faith. So this is basically what this book is entailed. And hopefully, inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a portion from the book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners is titled The Core of Islam by Ayatollah Sayyid Fadhil Husseini Milani, recorded and edited by Brother Ammar Hegedus. So one of these sections is titled Principles of Faith. It is within the section of the main groupings of Islam and on page 85 of this book. So the Sayyid obviously has asked this question about what are the main groupings of Islam maybe. And this is his answer. So it says principles of faith. From the earliest days of Islam, scholars debated a variety of issues that today form the basis of what we refer to as Islamic theology. Namely, are divine attributes part of the essence or separate from it? Is the Holy Quran eternal or created? Do people have free will or are all things preordained? Is a sinner to be regarded as an unbeliever? Plus a variety of other equally arcane subjects. The first disagreement that was made public arose between the Asharites and the Mu'tazilites. Now, these are both groupings of the Islamic theology, which came about in the second century of Hijri, who had established their own Sunni school of theology, which is known as Kalam. While the former group were known for uncompromising adherence to tradition, that is the Asharites, the later were known as defenders of the intellect. Throughout history, various caliphs adopted contradictory stances, that e.g., for example, the Abbasid Caliph Al-Mu'min, 1998 to 218 AH, when he lived and died, supported Mu'tazila doctrine, while the Caliph Al-Mutawakkil, from 232 to 247 AH, sorry, that's not the date that they died, that is the date of the Khilafah, endorsed and supported the Asharite doctrine. Qadi Abu Bakr Baqilani, who died in the year 403 AH, the most influential scholar of his time to spread Asharite doctrine, spared no effort in his attempt to establish this belief as the sole presentation of Sunni faith. He resolutely attacked the Mu'tazilites to the extent that few were emboldened to adopt that madhab. And anyway, he goes on and he explains the history of the theology and the debates between the Asharites and the Mu'tazilites. So this is one of the few and topics that is discussed in this book. It deals with Kalam, it deals with sociology, it deals with jurisprudence, it deals with all sorts of acts of worship and so on and so forth that are the core, that are the principles, that are the foundations of the Islamic faith. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to firstly understand these foundations, these fundamentals, these core, and then also to practice upon it, and then obviously, hopefully, inshallah, to show others that this religion that we follow is not something that what is shown in the media, but rather it has a pure, pristine, and an immaculate foundation. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.